This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Poland and Belarus traded accusations Tuesday as a group of migrants remained on the Belarus side of the border between the two countries. Poland says the migrants, mostly from the Middle East, are being encouraged to push their way into the European Union member Poland by Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko's government. From his Twitter account, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said it is in Poland's interest to seal its border and that with Belarus actions, the stability and security of the entire EU is at stake. Belarus denies the accusations, with its defense ministry saying in a statement Tuesday they are unfounded and unsubstantiated. The Belarusian foreign ministry, in its own statement, further warned Poland against the use of any provocations. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Paris Tuesday for a four-day visit designed to ease tensions between the United States and France over a nuclear submarine deal. Washington's relations with a longtime ally hit an historic low earlier this year after a U.S.-British submarine deal with Australia scuttled a French deal with the Australians. Harris will sit down with French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday at the Elysee Palace for talks that are expected to focus on ways the two nations can better coordinate efforts in the Indo-Pacific and other issues impacting the relationship. The high-level meeting comes less than 2 weeks after President Joe Biden met Macron on the margins of the Group 20 summit in Rome and acknowledged that his administration had handled the submarine deal in a clumsy way. Hundreds of people marched in New Zealand's parliament in the capital, Wellington, Tuesday to protest against vaccine mandates and lockdowns. The large crowd, which included protesters on motorcycles, shouted freedom and carried banners reading "No More Control." For more information on this story and others, see our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An appeals court in the city-state of Singapore has issued an indefinite stay of execution for a Malaysian man convicted of drug smuggling after he tested positive for COVID-19. The court was set to hear a last-ditch appeal from 33-year-old Nagathron Dharmalingam on his 2009 conviction for trying to smuggle about 1.5 ounces of heroin into Singapore. His lawyers say he is intellectually disabled and that executing him would violate Singapore's constitution. Singapore's High Court rejected the appeal on Monday, but granted a stay of execution to allow the lower court to hear the appeal. Nagathron is scheduled to be put to death by hanging Wednesday, but human rights groups and activists have joined with his lawyers in calling for authorities to spare his life because he has an IQ of 69, a level universally recognized as intellectually disabled. Four astronauts returned to Earth aboard a SpaceX capsule Monday, ending a 200-day mission to the International Space Station. The capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Pensacola, Florida, in darkness. Recovery boats with spotlights provided help for the crews in assisting to find the astronauts, or to recover the astronauts. They arrived back home just 8 hours after leaving the space station. NASA astronauts Shane Kimbrough and Megan MacArthur, Japan's Akito Hoshida, and France's Thomas Pesqua would have been back Monday morning, but high winds in the recovery zone delayed their return. SpaceX plans to launch a rocket carrying the four replacements as early as Wednesday. The newcomers were scheduled to launch first, but NASA switched the order because of the bad weather and an astronaut's undisclosed medical condition. Niger's Council of Ministers say the North African nation will begin 3 days of mourning Tuesday, honoring at least 25 young children killed when their thatched roof classrooms caught fire in the southern part of the country Monday. Officials say at least 14 others were injured, some seriously, in the blaze in Maradi City. Classes have been suspended for 3 days as authorities begin to determine what caused the classrooms, largely made of straw, to go up in flames. A similar tragedy occurred in April when a fire fueled by high winds swept through an elementary school in the outskirts of Niger's capital, Niamey, killing 20 children. The fire raised concerns among students and parents over the dangers of temporary classrooms set up outside. A lingering blizzard is seriously disrupting everyday life in the northern parts of China, forcing local authorities there to race against time to clear snow and restore transportation. A severe snowstorm hit Chonglia City in North China's Inner Mongolia region last Friday. A total of 24 meteorological stations in the city registered snowfall above 30 centimeters. Local expressways were closed and flights were canceled.